hard. Shifting gears now, it took more than two decades, but the lead singer for the Irish rock group U2 has finally found what he's been looking for. NBC's Mark Mullen reports on Bono's October surprise.
U2 was about to hit the big time. In 1981, the Irish rockers had a critically acclaimed first album and another in the works. But then a creative disaster. Backstage in Portland, Oregon, somebody stole a briefcase belonging to lead singer Bono. In that briefcase were love letters that Bono wrote, photographs, and also the lyrics for U2's second upcoming album, October, which then had to be rewritten from scratch. For U2 fans, the saga of that stolen briefcase became a rock and roll mystery of mythic proportions.
It is the holy grail of U2 lyrics. It's a lost relic from their history.
1 year after the ripoff, Cindy Harris discovered a brown briefcase in the attic of a home she had just rented in Tacoma, hidden behind that plywood panel.
We opened it up and we started going through the contents and realized that this belonged or was somehow associated with the band U2.
Everything was there. The lyrics, letters, travel plans, fan mail, and more. But Cindy, who knew little of the band, would forget about those items for two decades until she cleaned out the garage last year and mentioned the old items to her new friend, Danielle Rayom, who was a big U2 fan.
When she told me that she had found this briefcase, all these just bells went off and I realized what it was.
Months ago, the two women contacted Bono's management.
It's a huge discovery. I don't think anybody expected, including Bono, I don't think anybody expected them to ever be recovered.
After 23 years, Bono returned to Portland last week to collect his long-lost property and meet the women responsible for its return. At a speaking engagement, the Grateful star publicly thanked Cindy and Danielle.
He said that it was an act of grace that we had given it back to him instead of selling it or trying to publish it or anything.
Though the thief may never be known, for these U2 fans, it was a chance to right a rock and roll wrong. For Bono, the end of a troubling mystery. A beautiful day indeed. For today, Mark Mullen, NBC News, Los Angeles.